You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:10 a.m. here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Friday, September 19, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but salute today thanks to John. Bill James, Baltimore via Nanticoke. Charles Berberich, Scranton. Bill Roth, he was from Stroudsburg, worshipped in Taylor. Bernard Schultz, Bloomsburg, Benton, Michael Canty, Bloomsburg, and David Graham, Orangeville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of this hour. Had a great afternoon yesterday afternoon. Our little garage gang, which sprung from the days when I was on noon to three, had replaced Rush Limbaugh after his tragic passing. And Paul Poppy was there, Joey Amendola, Mark Wozniak, Billy Koval, Bobby Agostini, and a special guest, Mike Kepik. it was crazy. I brought Chauncey down. We had a good afternoon. Good afternoon. Kepik brought his dog, but a great time had by all. Hey, Kalen Deese. He's the Department of Justice reporter at the Washington Examiner. We've had him on a number of times, and we've got subjects to talk to him about. They're wide ranging. The investigation into Tyler Robinson and the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the DOJ investigation, which was disclosed of conservative groups under Joe Biden, of groups like Turning Point USA, and then of the recent testimony of Jeff Zients, the former chief of staff to Joe Biden, on the auto pen insanity. And here he is, Kalen Deese, Washington Examiner. Welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Bob, thanks so much for having me on. Good Friday. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Such a
such a conversation we're going to have. There's so much happening, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm jealous of you that you're right in the middle of it, but it makes me exhausted thinking about how much you have to cover.
Well, it's a Rolodex that you have to kind of, like, you know, brush up on every now and then, but, you know, it helps to kind of cycle through these stories as these stories continue and the leads, you know, progress. You kind of, it becomes a second nature. But yeah, we can start wherever you want, from the Tyler Robinson case to
let's
other
talk
things
about
happening on Capitol Hill.
Let's talk about this assassin quickly and the assassination. The main thing I think a lot of people are interested in, myself included. Are they going to aggressively see if there was more than one person involved?
Well, they are aggressively searching for that right now. That has been what FBI Director Kash Patel has been on top of in his statements, and also what local authorities have been on in their statements. But the news that we have at this time is that the authorities have still not found any definitive leads that show that there was prior knowledge by anyone other than the current suspect. And that's frustrating to a lot of people, in large part because we just know that there was so many, points of interest that popped up on social media right after the death of Charlie Kirk that began to show that there were people that had posted in the days before that they had expected that something might happen on September 10th. And those types of posts always are, very alarming and raise red flags. And immediately, I mean, it makes any reasonable person think that perhaps some other people had prior knowledge. But, you know, sometimes whenever we have these, events, there's occasionally there can be, a coincidence or something like that. Or yeah, the fact that, there's people that just, there's a lot of people we've seen, celebrating the life of Charlie Kirk. But there's also, on the other side of it, there's people celebrating his death, and that is just abysmal. And the fact that there's so many people who have done that, it seems, in this country, it leads me in this direction that, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if there was somebody who might have been praying on his downfall every day. You know, there was that awful article about, somebody paid witches to hex him or something, just evil, demonic stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's just crazy how many people, like, on the left were, you know, did not seem to have any sort of nice words for him. So, where we're standing at right now is that we don't know. But they are investigating leads. They are investigating that Discord chat with people that were in it, that were friends or acquaintances of Tyler Robinson. They are looking at every nook and cranny to make sure that there wasn't somebody else who was involved with this.
And I'll tell you, Kalen Deese, we're talking with Kalen Deese. He is the Department of Justice reporter at the Washington Examiner. Kalen, I feel comfortable with between Patel and Bongino that we're going to get to the bottom of it. It may not be what we want to hear or what we suspect at the moment, but we're going to get a definitive answer. And let's go to another sort of point of interest. It was recently released. I'm not sure if this is under the auspices of Chuck Grassley, but it was the Senate Judiciary Committee, that the DOJ was investigating all kinds of conservative groups actively, and Turning Point USA was just one of them.
Yeah, this is an extremely alarming piece of information that you're right, Senator Chuck Grassley did release, thanks to information that was handed to him by the FBI and by whistleblowers who supplied that to the FBI. But these whistleblower revelations are very concerning because it shows that Turning Point USA, Republican Attorneys General Association, the RNC,
wow,
So many top of the line, people at the forefront of the Republican Party were being investigated, all because the Biden era DOJ was basically trying to put together, a list for that special counsel, now in deep trouble, Jack Smith, basically for him to sort of serve as the teeing point for his criminal charges against Donald Trump. But what it really showed is it wasn't just an investigation against Donald Trump. It was an investigation against the entire Republican apparatus. And they were trying to suggest that maybe, you know, this is going to help the prosecutions against Trump. But they went ahead and infringed on the rights of so many law-abiding groups, groups that had no allegations of wrongdoing whatsoever, that might have just merely supported Trump's presidency.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, what it is, Bob, is a predicate for the Trump administration to also do its own investigations into networks that they think, that they've talked about could be sending money to groups that are agitators or causing violence in the streets. I think that it is absolutely a predicate, because I don't think that it is, you know, it even goes back to 2013, whenever you had, there were certain conservative nonprofits that were not, you know, getting tax exempt status because of biases and things like that. So, I mean, this is dating back to the Obama administration, this bias against right wing groups. And I think that, you know, like I said, if the Trump administration wanted to, subpoena records for, say, the Open Society Foundation, George Soros' network, I think that this is entirely a predicate to do so, because, kind of the mode or the theme that Republicans are in is that, you know, if we don't do something now, the Democrats are just going to, you know, if they gain back power, then they're going to, you know, hit back Trump's party just, you know, even worse than it's been before. So it's like Republicans have to, you know, show some accountability and say, if you're going to investigate our groups, then we're going to investigate your groups.
They always, the left always accuses you of that which they are doing. Speaking of Grassley, what did he turn, 91, 92 this week or something? And
yes, I saw that.
He came up with new FBI files on the Biden corruption allegations. And they really went in depth, particularly on Ukraine.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that, you know, the fact that he has been able to, you know, maintain this supply of all these records over the years, like, he is by far one of the, you know, biggest workhorses there in Congress. And I will say the Ukraine corruption information, there was new information related to, Hunter Biden's dealings with Burisma. That was something that, you know, basically showed that there was more to all of the allegations, that the Biden family was engaged in corruption. And it's something that definitely I think that, you know, he's just showing so many, like, you know, he's moving like he's in his 50s. You know, what can I say?
Again, frightening when you think about these Bidens. And then finally, back to the Biden administration, Jeff Zients, a key figure in the administration. He was the COVID czar first and then became chief of staff to the president. He testified recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I saw Zients in the hallway yesterday. It was kind of interesting because he even bumped into Chairman James Comer there toward the end and toward the beginning. And they did a little handshake exchange, but Zients, his testimony was the last testimony that they have scheduled right now, but it also wound up becoming what I believe is the most damning testimony against former President Joe Biden, simply on account of the number of contradictions that Zients made in his interview yesterday, according to a source that told me about the conversation. He said that he confirmed that Biden's memory, as we all know, did begin to show serious signs that even people in his own orbit couldn't ignore, the ways in which he was having to, go to, an additional meeting just to make sure that he knew something. You know, before, when it would have been three meetings, Zients said, well, we had to add a fourth meeting to make sure that, you know, he had everything down. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, with the corruption allegations about these pardons and things, that happened at the end, like with the Anthony Fauci and for his son, Hunter Biden, we learned that Hunter Biden was sitting in on these pardon meetings. I mean, that's insane for him to be the most, for him to receive the most charitable pardon and for him to actually be part of these discussions. It just reeks, Bob. It reeks.
These people are utterly insane. How do you keep your wits about you, Kalen Deese, when you're covering them?
Well, I think, you know, to be honest, it's like, you know, we've known, anyone who has had a level head about this has known for a long time that Joe Biden had serious problems and shouldn't have been president and shouldn't have run again for reelection. But it's interesting now to see how much of the Democratic apparatus is starting to show that the Republicans were right about that the whole time. It's almost becoming this point of, you know, cross my fingers, you know, and jump into the pool and hope that everyone, you know, applauds for me. That's how Kamala Harris is handling this right now, because she seems to just be throwing her her former boss under the bus. And I think that, you know, that seems to be, you know, like when we were talking about this back in 2024, everyone wanted so badly just to plug their ears and say la la la, I can't hear you.
Yep.
But it's just insane to see like how clear it was that everyone was on the same page, that there were so many people lying to themselves at that point. And I just pray to God that people can learn from the mistakes of this, that we never have another president like this in this situation again. With the way people, you know, like just, you know, fold the partisanship, you know, maybe it's a little bit too hopeful, but you know, there's so much that can be learned from all of this.
Kalen Deese covers the Justice Department for the Washington Examiner. Kalen, always a pleasure to have you on. We always learn something important. Appreciate it and look forward to the next time we get to speak with you.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great day.
Kalen Deese, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Somehow, we've still held on to our free speech. Thank God we've hung on to our free speech. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Michael Canty, Army veteran who also worked for the Navy. He was from Bloomsburg. We lost him September 11th. Born in Marion, Indiana. Raised in Horseheads, New York. Graduate of Horseheads High School and RPI in 1972 with a degree in aeronautical engineering. He was also a member of the school's ROTC. He spent 3 years as a lieutenant in the Army, serving primarily in Germany. He worked for and then retired from the federal government after 33 years, having worked for the Navy primarily at Patuxent Naval Air Station, Lexington Park, Maryland. In 2000, he married the love of his life, the former Lynn Hinderleiter. They had just celebrated their 25th anniversary. They retired to Bloomsburg in 2007. Faithful member of St. Matthew Lutheran Church. He'll be terribly missed by his wife, Lynn, his stepchildren, his grandchildren. Two great-grandsons. Tragically, he was preceded in death by a grandson, Nathan. Michael Canty. David Graham, former telecommunications worker who loved farming. He was only 74 when we lost him September 12th. He was from Orangeville. David proudly served his country in the United States Air Force, the regular Air Force, where he received the National Defense Service Medal. Following this service, he was employed in telecommunications for many years. In his later years, he enjoyed helping his Amish friends farm. David's greatest joy came from spending time with his family, especially his grandchildren. He's survived by his stepdaughter, grandchildren. He was also blessed with great-grandchildren. David Graham will be remembered for his love of farming, his devotion to family. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga. And when you mention the weekend, you've got to think Basiliga Hospitality. Three great bar restaurants, the Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern. On Far Street in the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Cutie was there last night. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. You will be amazed at the new Queen City Tavern. Scranton Art House, downtown Scranton, Lackawanna Avenue. They had the Eagles-Chiefs game, and I heard it was a smashing success last Sunday. Sergei's, the nightclub in Northeast Pennsylvania. And then fine dining without parallel. Atera 519, downtown Scranton. Low-key Manhattan, as class as it can get. I'll be there this weekend. And the Stegmeyer Mansion, Old World, and more. I was there last weekend. Loved it. Start Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny and breezy, 76 degrees. We're at about 70 now. Tonight, clear and cooler, low 48. Saturday, mostly sunny, 76. Sunday, mostly sunny, 73 degrees. All right. Well, I talked about, we're talking about Johnny Bass, Bassaliga and his places. Well, one of the things he owns is the Marketplace of Steamtown, the old Steamtown Mall. And it's hopping. And there's things happening there. And I just love it there. And Kristen Powers is on the blower to talk about what they're doing tomorrow. Kristen, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Tell us what's happening tomorrow starting at 11, right?
Yep. So tomorrow at Scranton Public Market, which is located on the second floor of the Marketplace at Steamtown, we will kick off the day at 11 a.m. with Rooftop Yoga by Mindy Hill. And then from 12 to 5, we will have a pop-up market that's called Farmers, Bakers, and Makers Market.
Neat.
Inside with over 30 vendors.
Farmers, Bakers, and Makers. Did you make that up?
Yeah, you know what? I felt like if I just called it Farmers,
yeah,
they would only think it's produce. So I felt like I had to like get it all in there in the title.
That's really cool. Farmers, Bakers, and Makers. All right, so Kristen, you're kicking off with yoga out on the roof.
Yep, so the roof located on the bus station side of the Marketplace at Steamtown. So more towards Mifflin, not North Washington.
Toward the west side, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this is exciting. You got about 30 vendors doing this. So there's the regular mall activity with the aquarium and Crunch Fitness and Boscov's and a bunch of great stores that with the library store, a great, great bookstore, Lackawanna County Library Store. So much available there. And this is even more. You're really adding to it.
Yes, for sure. So there's some anchor vendors that are there daily in Scranton Public Market. So if you work downtown or you're just enjoying the day down there, you can stop in for lunch at any time. And then once a month, we'll be having these pop-ups where the entire space is filled with a bunch of vendors from restaurants, breweries, wineries, candle makers, bakers, treats and cookies and pies, you name it, it will be there.
And Kristen, it's going to be alive with music as well.
Yes, so we'll have music all day. The first person is Greg Condra, and then it's followed by Jim Cullen and Susie Rowan. And if you want to make a request, I'm sure that they will happily take them.
Yeah, how great. Kristen Powers, the pop-up market at the Marketplace of Steamtown, another great event tomorrow, 11 to what, 5?
Yep, 11 to 5, and I do want to add that we will validate your parking, so parking will be free.
All right. And by the way, that's not the case in the rest of the downtown, so it'll be convenient.
You're right, so come on over.
Yeah, convenient and free. Thank you, Kristen Powers. Appreciate it. Marketplace in Steamtown, the pop-up markets, it went well last month, another event this month. All right. Let's go to the blower. Razor, you've been very patient. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bob? All right. So I want to talk about this nonsense with Kimmel and then with Congress. So the reason he feels he can make up a lie that is provably wrong by the time he even said it, and why Congress can call something censorship when really all it is an employee-employer situation, is because the left, and the left has always relied on their followers to be ignorant. And it's provable because the press will not tell. Everything that Fox News follows, I have people that watch ABC, all of the mainstream press, they don't know what's going on.
No, they don't.
They don't. So, and the left is playing their followers for. If I was a Democrat, I'd be so damn insulted that if I turned on one station and saw what was really happening in the world, and I turned on what I usually listen to and don't even hear about it, I'd be insulted. They're playing their followers as fools. And you know what? the fools don't care. Everything these people do is fodder for their base.
Razor, that's the one thing I don't understand is how people allow themselves to become dummycrats. Now, if you don't care, that's fine. But if you, and by the way, it's everybody's right to not care about politics and these issues. But when you profess to care and you base your opinion on easily discoverable lies from the same people who've been lying to you about everything, more revelations about Joe Biden coming out, for example, that these dummycrats and Biden supporters and Trump haters all ignored while they were happening. And now I'm going to believe them this time? I don't get it. I don't get it.
In my travels, I see hundreds of people a year, probably more than that. And I've run into mostly what you find of people that are, I'll call them ignorant, not being mean. They just don't pay attention to politics.
That's fine.
Because they don't know.
Well, no big deal.
And then you've got the other ones that are rabid. They yell in your, they scream in your face, oh my God, you see what Trump is saying? They don't really know exactly the history of what's been going on, but they don't care. And if you tell them, they don't care. They just are so anti-Republican, and that's been for years, that they do not listen to the truth.
So, but then Chuck Schumer, who's been caught in lie after lie after lie, hypocrisy after hypocrisy after hypocrisy, whether it's political violence, Medicare, Medicaid cuts, it doesn't matter. He's just a lying scumbag. And they're going to believe him again when they say Trump is attacking free speech. Yeah. Free speech. Trump didn't even, he's criticizing with his own free speech. He's criticizing a guy who hated free speech. Jimmy Kimmel did not have, nor Colbert, did they have any conservatives, any Republicans, politicians, book writers, actors, anybody on any of their shows. They didn't allow free speech.
Yeah. Now, how about, they're talking about that they're, you know, not letting Jimmy Kimmel say his piece. What about when Roseanne Barr was kicked off her own
Nobody
show?
Nobody cared. They thought that was normal.
That.
Yeah. Well,
and
no.
That,
how about when Tucker Carlson was, when Tucker Carlson lost his show, Jimmy Kimmel was a cheerleader for him getting fired.
All of it. But it's, you know, but it's plain and simple to people who pay attention and care. But when you're a rabid dog, that all you care about is food, fodder, to feed your hate of Republicans, that's all you're going to get. That's why these people can say anything they want. And the press still acts like people are stupid. That's the problem. You know how different this country would be if the press really straightened out and told the truth? How different would that be?
Ugh.
And it's getting there because Fox, what? Fox is number one in everything anymore.
Yeah.
But there's still so many more. Half the country still doesn't listen to the Fox.
Well, I think it's less than, I'll say this, though. I think the percentage that is falling for this nonsense, and I'm not talking about the people who are getting something from the Democrat and the big government and all of that. They're 20%. That's what they are. But I think the percentage is sinking below 50%. Because people are starting to get all this insanity.
Well, it was proven in the election alone, for Trump. All the blacks, the Hispanics, those percentages flew up for him.
Yep.
Believe me, what's happened ever since, these Democrat politicians are showing how crazy they are. The nonsense, putting on a hat, the Jimmy Kimmel show. And then that waltz, jogging
Lord.
And saying, oh, I'm jogging, and I'm also running for, like, give
what
me a break. This
idiot.
Is nonsense. Bullcrap. It's bullcrap. It's like something that kids would do in junior high school.
I know.
All right. But, and so there you're.
They're not
like
that
saying,
bright. They're not that bright, Razor. That's what we got to
remember.
All
those numbers are going to go flying up for us because of what's happened since the election.
I hope so. Thank you, Razor. Appreciate it. Tom from Kingston. How are you, Tom?
Good morning, Bob. earlier in your program, you had led off almost with a story about Jerry Greenfield.
Yeah, and, I saved an article that reminded me of what an idiot he is. Yeah.
Well, I want to correct you.
Okay.
Have you ever met Jerry?
No.
I have. In fact, when I closed the digital...
By the way, I didn't say he wasn't a nice guy that you like to kid around with. Not, I didn't say that.
No, not at all. He's kind of a serious guy. I know him. In fact, when I closed the digital plant, Jerry took over my office. It's a very small world.
Yeah.
And I was going to be a wise ass early in the program, but I couldn't get through. Is, you know, how many people have given presentations to, let's see, U of R and Wilkes University's MBA school, and et cetera, et cetera. He's no dummy. Okay, just because his partner was Ben Cohen, okay, who you might consider schizo, doesn't make him stupid at all.
Oh, their political opinions are so stupid that they have to be. Well, I'm sorry.
I know, like, but Tom, if you're not,
but remember the point. If you believe what they believe and what they espouse, Ben and Jerry, you can't be that bright. You can't be.
No, see, that's where I hate to say it, because you're rarely wrong, but you are. See, intelligence and politics are not really related that well. Okay?
I disagree firmly with you on
and
that.
And there are a few Democrats. For example, the person who holds more patents than anybody in the history of planet Earth is a Democrat. Now, does that make them stupid?
No. What they espouse makes them stupid.
Bingo. Not
their political party.
Okay? A political party is just a convenience for grouping. That's all it is. We're spending way too much time with politics.
All right, but let's reverse the question. Tom, yeah. If I believe that socialism, now, number one, I'm a multimillionaire capitalist, but I believe that socialism works, that communism works, I've got to be pretty dumb and willfully ignorant. There's no way around that.
You can be smart but be stupid at the same time.
Yes.
Extremely judgmentally flawed.
Yes.
You got to remember that most of people.
So we agree.
Most of people's development is not. It is caused between the ages of 2 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it takes. Why do you think that 80% of people under the age of 24 are liberal, and then when they get to the age 60, they get smart?
Experience, among other things.
Correct. Now, a lot of people can have experience.
Make Jerry, or Ben, for that matter, from Ben and Jerry's, how does, again...
You have to separate the viewpoint from the intelligence.
I don't know how you can.
There are
if you've developed a viewpoint which is objectively idiotic, that socialism is the route to go and that it works and that it will work in this country, and the Democrat policies of the open border, no bail, you cannot be that bright. You just can't be.
No, they're just uneducated and inexperienced.
You're being far too generous.
Give the morons a break. Give them an opportunity to become Republican.
Oh, they've got plenty of opportunity. They're not going to take it.
No, they don't. People got to remember, especially if they went to parochial school, heck, they got no chance. I mean,
Well,
I probably, hell, you might have had me at one of your processes at U of R.
Yeah, that's right. And
you know, there were some people that I know that you had in your...
Tom, we have to go. I apologize. Heartbreak for Bloomberg, but thank you.
But make sure you keep in touch.
We'll be back. It's 11:50 on the nose.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, we're going to finish with Touch of Grey. Had so many great songs to choose from. Grateful Dead had their only career top 10 charts hit with Touch of Grey, this date 1987. I remember Fred Imus told a joke in the old days when I had the Imus show on my stations. He said, you hear what the one Grateful Dead fan said to the other when they ran out of pot? He said, this music really sucks. But this is one of their betters. By the way, one of our great listeners watching South Park, and I agree with you, that's comedy. They attack everybody. That's actual comedy. They don't hate anybody. They heap scorn on everybody. South Park, great, great comedy. My friend Big Cat letting us know, no coverage on the Minnesota deal because we've got a left-wing shooter and Catholic victims, a left-wing transgender shooter. And he also points out Kimmel had free speech. His employer canceled him, which is their right. And he still has free speech. Nobody took it away. My word. Look it. If you follow Chuck Schumer, you're going to sound stupid because he is a complete phony idiot. By the way, my man, Alan Goldstein, he wrote into the editor of the Scranton Times, Larry Haliva. He says, I'm sure you're aware of the strong negative public response to Chris Kelly's article about Charlie Kirk and what was nothing less than character assassination. Across the country, media and business are firing people for less. Interesting how Democrats can be corrupt and do treason, and Mr. Kelly has nothing to say about that. Alan continues, it's time to clean house. Mr. Kelly should be immediately shown the door. Don't you check his column before it's published? All Mr. Kelly had to say was that he disagrees with Charlie Kirk. Good enough. Take a look at places like Facebook with people wanting to pick at the Times and others no longer subscribing. Yep, you got it. Hey, two quick items as Touch of Grey plays on. Policeman's prayer. Think about our cops over the weekend, especially with the brutal week we had. Policeman's prayer sent to me by Nikki DeSando. Lord bless the ones who wear the badge, the ones who walk the beat, protect and keep them safe while they are on the street. As they wait and as they watch, doing good for all, guide their minds and give them strength for each and every call. Ready to put their lives on the line, give them courage each day. Let them know you're always there in each and every way. So bless the ones who wear the badge, protect them from harm, always keep them safe and in your loving arms. And then Tomorrow Never Comes by Norma Cornette Merrick. Found it in the obit for the lovely Doreen Goriab. This just reminds us, reach out to people you're friends with, to loved ones. You may not see them again. And man, after Charlie, you know it's true. If I knew it would be the last time I'd see you walk out the door, I'd give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew it would be the last time, I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say, I love you, instead of assuming you know I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we will never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike. And today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take that extra time for a smile, a hug, or a kiss, and you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their final wish. So hold your loved ones close today, and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. Have a great weekend, guys. God willing, I'll be with you Monday morning, but Sue Henry's coming up next, Rob O'Donnell after that, and I've got to say adios and gavel this meeting of the Club for Common Sense to a close. Have a great weekend.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.